I want to again greet each one of you in the precious name of Jesus. So I was listening to the testimonies and Carl sharing. It just again made my heart so thankful for all the different ways that our church reaches out. There are many. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm going to put you all at ease this morning. I've been asked what happened to my head. I'm going to say it once, so don't have to repeat it over and over. Vaughn and I were potting some flowers, and I picked up a big pot that was all ready to go and met a tree. God has ways of putting us on our knees even without asking for it. So yeah, that's what happened to my forehead. Got a question for you this morning. Harold normally asks questions. I'm not trying to be like Harold, but I want to ask you a question. I've titled my message this morning, Living with Purpose, coming out of 1 Corinthians 9. Have you ever thought about what is your purpose in life? Or, how do I live with purpose? My aim this morning is to encourage all of us to not live life haphazardly, but with purpose. We could say with a purpose or with purpose. The Apostle Paul, as he was going through life, he had a purpose. He was persecuting the Christians, and he thought this was the thing. This is what I'm supposed to do. And God met him, or we could say he met God, with a bright light and put him out of commission for a few days. He was blinded, and God changed his purpose. I can look back to the day when I know God changed my purpose, and I think you can too. God has given each one of us talents. And in those talents, He wants us to use those talents for a specific purpose. He's given you as a believer spiritual gifts. And He would like for you to use those gifts for the body, for the sake of the body, edification of the body. But each one of us has the opportunity to seek the Father through the Holy Spirit and to learn what that specific purpose is. Maybe God hasn't called you to something what we would say is very specific at this time. But your purpose for now, for all of us, is to get to know Him, to walk with Him. That is our purpose for right now. And then as we continue to walk with Him, sometimes He gives us a specific purpose in life that we know that we can follow through. My text this morning comes out of 1 Corinthians 9. We're not going to read that at this point. If you want to open your Bibles to that, you can, but we'll have that here in a bit. But I had to think of a couple of different people in Scripture as I thought about purpose. And Solomon came to my mind, supposedly the wisest man that ever lived. Solomon lived many years, and we look at his life and we see it did not end so well. But Solomon wrote something in Ecclesiastes, he says in chapter 12, he says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For this is the whole duty of man." And then he says the next verse, he says, "For God shall bring every work or every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." And that is the why of verse 13 there. For this is the whole duty of man. The why is because there is coming a day when everything is going to come into a place of judgment. We have a place where there's, in 1 Corinthians earlier there, we read about the works that are going to be judged, whether they're going to stand or not. We also have the judgment of, have we given our lives to Him, or have we never served Him, where He would say, I don't know you. And I believe it's very, very important for us to be thinking, not in a sense of fire insurance, I think I might have stated that before, but in a sense of, I want to serve Him because I love Him. That's why I want to serve. He loved us, we love Him, and we love others around us. Joshua 24 made this comment, and he was talking to the people there. He said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Joshua makes a very, very strong statement here. He says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Men, leaders in the homes, I challenge you with this one. Declare your house, your home, for the Lord. No, you can't specifically choose for your children, but you can teach, you can train. Craig, you were teaching and training. Thank you for that example. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. King Asaph, in Psalm 73, he said, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. Then we have the Apostle Paul again in Philippians 3. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark. When it's my desire to live with a purpose, one of the first things that happens, I found out in my life anyhow, when I choose to follow God's call, something takes place. God, through the Holy Spirit, steps in, and He begins to tear apart, or He begins to dismantle what I thought was good. Now, He doesn't do this because He's angry with us, but He does this because He is shaping us. He's forming us into what He wants us to be. So to do that, sometimes there are things that happen in our walk that just kind of seem they just fall apart. But God has a greater purpose. He's got a greater plan. He's not doing this to make us angry. He's not doing this just for anyhow. But God is not willing to share His space with the enemy. That's the God we serve. He's not willing to share His space with the enemy. It doesn't mean that we aren't growing. And as we continue to grow, as we continue our walk with Christ, we are cleansed more and more. This morning as I was sitting here, I was talking to God. And the thought came to me, why am I even getting up here? There's times I'm just not really very holy. But Christ in me. Christ in me. That's the only way. None of us sitting here today have our own holiness, but we have His holiness within us. I am so thankful for that. Our God is an awesome God. Forgetting those things behind, if I want to move forward, I have to let go of those things that are behind. I cannot move forward and turn around and grab what's there and drag it with me. It doesn't work. Remember, God wants to dismantle. He wants to take away those things and give us something new. Give us something to move towards. God will replace those things with His goodness. Not my goodness, not your goodness, His goodness. And He will show us the way through the power of the Holy Spirit. When we think about living a life of purpose, one of the things I had to think about is, if I want to live a life of purpose or with purpose, I need to be well known. That's one of the first things I had to think about. And I'm like, no, that's far from correct. As a matter of fact, God will be well known, not me. I had to think about Billy Graham, how he has gone around and he has preached to thousands. Yeah, we know Billy Graham. But there are many, many that got to know Christ because he was willing to share. God's name was lifted. It was honored. God works through people. One of the things, one of the weaknesses that we have in our country today is thinking that we can become great through social media. And I'm not going to go out on a big limb here. But social media has convinced us that popularity is a good thing. If I get likes, there's something that happens. I just like that. The more likes I get, the more popular I am. I'm going to share a story with you. I'm still not sure why I'm sharing this other than I felt the Holy Spirit leading me to. Jordan was a high schooler. Well, actually, he was graduating. He was 17, I believe. Jordan had things going for him. One night, as Jordan was on social media, he was not a kid that was going down the wrong road. But Jordan got a text. And I think a lot of us get these texts today. Bond and I get them. And I'm sure you do too. One-liners with a strange phone number. Just a simple text. How are you? Waiting for a response back. Anybody get those texts? Yeah. I want to ask you as youth specifically, be very careful. Don't answer the texts. Jordan answered a text. And through the conversation, it was supposedly a lady. And in this text, they were talking about a lot of life. What happens in life? What do you like in life? How's your life like? And of course, eventually it turned sexual. And there were some pictures exchanged. And as soon as Jordan shared a picture, there were three men that came on and they said, we have you. And they said, unless you send us X amount of dollars, we will share what's out there, what we have. We know your friends. And Jordan said, I don't have the $1,000 you're asking for. I got 300. No, they said, that's not enough. We need money. Find money. And Jordan said, I don't have it. They said, well, your life is over. So Jordan killed himself. Jordan went upstairs. His dad was an officer. He took his gun and he shot himself. Satan is out to destroy us. He wants to do whatever he can to take us from serving the true and living God. Those of us that are older here today, it's not easy, it's not too hard for us. When those texts come in, just to hit delete and report, it's gone. It's not hard to do that. But we've lived life. Yes. Thank you, Joe. So Joe's saying he got an exact text like that this morning. He just blocked and reported. So coming back to us that are older, it's not that difficult to do when they come through. For the younger generation, it's a lot harder. But there is something that happens with those of us who are older, and I'm trying to bring this back to a place where Satan is here and he wants to destroy good things. It's easy for us to become complacent in life. We go through life, our bank accounts don't look too bad. We've actually kind of got it made, don't we? I'm not speaking against that. But I am wanting to warn us this morning. Complacency and forgetting why we are here will also take us down the wrong road. God has a plan for us. That's where I want to go to. And the plan that He has for us comes with a lot of power through the working of the Holy Spirit within our lives. Jesus came to give us life. He came to give us victory, not defeat. That's why He came. So I want us to realize this morning that as we continue our walk with Christ, He continues to work in our hearts, in our lives. And I challenge you this morning to hear Him, to listen. Can you take me to the next screen, please? And I've asked Jonas if he would come up here and read our text. Jonas is going to read our text out of 1 Corinthians 9, 19 to 23. And he's going to read it out of the NLT. So if you don't have the NLT, go ahead and follow with the screen up here.
Even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ. When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under the law. Even though I am not subject to the law, I did this so I could bring to Christ those who are under the law. When I am with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law so I can bring them to Christ. But I do not ignore the law of God. I obey the law of Christ. When I am with those who are weak, I share their weakness, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings.
Thank you. So we chose a section out of 1 Corinthians 9 here, and I'd like to back up a little bit. Paul has been talking through all of this time. From chapter 7 on, he's been talking about laying down what he desires for the sake of his brothers. Chapter 9 he comes to, and it seems like there's something that's happening here with Paul. We find in verse 3, which we did not read, but Paul says, "My answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not power to eat and to drink?" Paul was struggling with something that was given to him. It looks like they were examining Paul in a way that was probably unhealthy. We don't really have a whole lot on this, but Paul talks here throughout the rest of this chapter about how he's going around, he's sharing the gospel, he's preaching him and Barnabas both, and they're sharing the gospel, and he's talking about how they're not willing to feed them, they're not willing to benefit them financially. It's basically that they have to go out and do their own work to earn their stay, to earn being there to preach to them. Paul also states then, he says, "I don't want to take anything for the sake of my authority that I have as a minister of the gospel." Paul took his call very, very seriously. And then he comes to verse 19, which is what was read here this morning. Paul never, as he speaks here about reaching out to others. Let me just back up first. Paul had a specific purpose that he stated. Did somebody catch what that purpose was? It's actually in the last verse that's on the screen. Share the gospel. That was Paul's specific purpose, to share the gospel. But Paul never compromised. We need to keep that one in mind. Paul never compromised the gospel. Paul met with a bunch of different groups of people. We see that in these verses. Paul had a freedom as he was out sharing the gospel because he was sharing from his heart what he had been given. But Paul says, even in the midst of this freedom, I'm willing to lay down what I think. I will lay down my freedom. I'll become your servant. Verse 19, King James says, that I might gain the more. Paul's desire was to share the gospel with as many as he could. I'm going to be honest, which I should be anyhow. We live life. I live life. We get busy. We meet others and we don't even think about sharing, do you know the Lord? We don't make any comments that have to do with Christ is returning. There is an eternity. We get wrapped up, don't we? Paul's purpose was that he could share the gospel one more time. To let somebody know one more time that there is a way. And he talks here about going to these different groups of people. It would almost look like Paul was being like a chameleon. He was changing from one group to the other. But let me again repeat that Paul never compromised the gospel. Now, I'm not sure if I can explain everything here the way I'm thinking it. But Paul, the first group in verse 20 there, when I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. In other words, the rules that the Jews had because of the old law, Paul was willing to even come in under those so he could share Jesus. He would even come in under their dietary laws, what he could eat and what he couldn't eat, to share Jesus. He came to those that were without the law. They had specific freedoms that some of the other ones didn't have. Paul was careful. He says, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. Again, so I could share Christ. He came to the weak. He says, I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. When he came to the weak, he was sympathetic. No, Paul didn't become weak, but he identified. I think there's a key word. Paul identified with those that he was sharing with. How do we do that in our everyday walk today? We come from a pretty close-knit community here. How do I share with those that are different than we are? Is there a way for me to be able to love on somebody else and not make them feel judged or condemned because they aren't like we are? Paul says there is. I want to give you an example. I told Vonda, I said, how do I share this without trying to make myself look good? That's not what I'm doing. When we lived in San Antonio, we had some neighbors. They knew about Jesus, but I'm not sure that they knew Jesus. There was a lot of drinking that happened on the weekend at their house. There were fights occasionally. There was a fight here while we were there, where actually one of the sons was asked not to come home again, to leave. The lady had a birthday, so they invited our family up for a birthday party. What do we do? I know there's going to be alcohol there. How do we do this? How do we share Jesus with them? Oh, they've been watching. So we decided we're going to go. Was it awkward? Very. But we were actually able to go into their home. They seated all of us at their table while they stood around and ate and talked and smoked and drank. But we were able to share the love of Jesus. It's no pat on our back. How do we do that in today's life? Jesus gave us the example. Jesus was with his Father. And his Father, and I don't know what the conversation was, but the agreement was that Jesus is going to come back to earth to die for those that they want with him, which is all of us. Jesus learned obedience. He surrendered himself. He committed himself to coming back and living life with a bunch of wretched people. He made himself a servant. He served. Brothers and sisters, this morning, if we are going out and we have a chip on our shoulder where we think we are just a bit better than others, we've missed it. None of us here this morning are any better. Yes, we have Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have a way of life, we have a culture. But if we allow this to hinder us from sharing Jesus, we've missed the mark. In God's view, we are His ambassadors. We're here to go out, to share. He's our master. We do what He asks of us. I want you to think about Jesus and the disciples. None of the disciples were very good men. We have in the group a tax collector. He was a cheat. We have one that did a lot of doubting. We have some fishermen that were probably some pretty crude men. None of them were what I would call pretty decent guys. Am I? Are you? What did Jesus see when he saw us to start with? What if he would have turned his back on us and would have said, nope, not that one? Because I know where he's been. But Jesus came down to this earth. No, he didn't compromise. He lived a holy life. And that's what he's telling us. Live a holy life. Not in your own strength, not in your own power. Don't compromise, but reach those who are lost. I heard first Matthew 28 this morning. It's our call. And there is a lot that goes on with that here in our church, and I'm so blessed. But it's a reminder that we need from time to time. We're not here just to fill the pews, but we're here to go and to share His love wherever we go. However that needs to happen. Jesus spent time with the disciples, and then He called three of them into His little group. And He went pretty deep with them. I've shared some stories here of Pastor JJ. And I heard another one. And I don't know if I get this exactly right or not, but he was getting a haircut. And as he was getting his haircut, he noticed that the lady cutting his hair had a rabbit's foot laying there. Carl, you're smiling. Did you see this one? Okay. Had a rabbit's foot laying there. And so he kind of asked a little bit, what's a rabbit's foot about? What's a good luck charm? And he told the lady, he said, you know what? That rabbit didn't have good luck. It's his foot. So she takes the thing off and throws it into the trash can. And then he told her, he said, we have a group that meets at our house. We call it Agnostics Anonymous. Would you come? Yeah, she's interested. Can I bring my husband? And he said, well, yes, you can bring your husband. And this is not a made-up story. But they had a group called Agnostics Anonymous. I think he said there's 12 people. They meet. And then they talk about Jesus. Am I willing to get muddy? Am I willing to get dirty? Get into the trenches with the people that we meet? That's what Paul was saying. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to share Jesus. Can you take me to the last screen, please? I have some more, but it's getting late. We're going to stop with that. Our purpose is to please God. How? By laying aside what I want for what He wants. Why? To bring many to Christ. Two things I want to share this morning. The first one, if you're comfortable here this morning, you need to start stepping out. Stepping out is not comfortable. Get out of the comfort zone. And I said that sounded like it was kind of mean. That's not what I'm saying. But if we're comfortable just coming to church, hearing somebody preach, sing a few songs, and live the rest of life, get out of your comfort zone. Find somebody this week to share Jesus with. And if you don't know who, then I ask you to get on your knees and ask God to bring him. He will. Ask God to put somebody there that you can somehow share Jesus with. He will do it if that's your desire, because that's what He wants. Then the second one is listen. Listen. God is not silent. Sometimes we feel like He's not speaking, but God is not silent. He wants us to listen so He can use us. I want us to stand this morning. And for closing, I'd like for all of us together to share or to say John 3:16. Jay, maybe you'll have a song after prayer. I'd like for all of us together to repeat by memory John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Isn't that good news? We love because He loved us. And that love is to go out to those around us to make a difference. May that be our desire. May it be our push in life to find that purpose of sharing Jesus wherever we're at. Coffee shop, it doesn't matter where it's at. Jesus wants His name to be stated, to be honored, and to be shared with those around us. Would you bow your heads for prayer? God, again, we're so grateful. So grateful that You chose to send Your Son. God, I don't understand all of that, but I know it's true. I know it's real. And I know You want to continue to do a work in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. God, this morning I pray for each one of us here. Lord, You've placed the call on us. It doesn't matter where we're at, but You've placed a call on us to speak Your name. I pray this week, Lord, that we would look for opportunities to share love with those that are going through tough times, with those who maybe have never heard. Help us, Lord, not to compromise the truth, but, Lord, to be willing to lay down what is not wrong for the sake of reaching others. Thank You that You did not give up on us. We just want to bless Your name this morning. We want to honor you because you alone are worthy to be praised. There is no other. We bless you. Dismiss us with your blessing. Guide us this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. After the song, just a reminder that there is a men's meeting.